Saturday morning, it is something for the weekend, and I'm thrilled to have my old pal, Ask Paul, back. Paul Merriman. Hiya, Paul.
Hey, Trina. How are things? Happy
you
New
must
Year.
Be regretting calling yourself Ask Paul, because now everyone does Ask Paul.
Yeah, it was a good idea 6 years ago.
Now you can't go to the supermarket without being asked a question.
Yeah, no, fair, it actually is almost that bad. But look, it's great. We want people talking about finances and money and asking questions, so it's great. And our Instagram and our DMs, you get hundreds of DMs now on a weekly basis. We go back to everybody and try and give as much free advice as we possibly can and point people in the right direction. So it's been great success, and we're enjoying
I don't think I've seen a business success like this in years. It's been brilliant. And I have to say now, your Instagram pages, like, they're probably the ones that I look at every single day. There's always so much great info there.
Oh, that's great. Thanks very much. The Instagram page has been great. We've over 100,000 followers on it now. We get great engagement from people, especially at this time of year, in January, because everyone's back on the buzz. I want to do things better than I did it last year, or I'm going to do this year, which I love. I think it's a great time of year to set some goals around finances, maybe getting your stuff in order. But make sure they're kind of small goals and achievable goals.
I think for a lot of us, it's a must. We were just in the office there. We were all checking our bank balance, and like, we're only in the first week of January, and we're going, oh dear.
It's a long month.
Don't know what we're going to be doing. We were saying that we might just go on OnlyFans or something like that, start selling our feet.
very good.
So listen, imagine if someone asked you that in one of your Q&As on your Insta Lives. Would you recommend OnlyFans for a side hustle?
Someone comes in for a consultation and their income's coming from OnlyFans, it'd be interesting.
Well, listen, Paul, I want to talk to you today. Now, we do this every year.
Yes.
You're a savings challenge. And sometimes people are really like, they've got the gusto in them to get going on this, and then they forget the rules. So you have two savings challenges that people can follow.
We do indeed. So we have a beginner's and we have an advanced. It's very easy. I think everybody listening today can get involved. We're still in week one in January as well. So all you have to do is find a euro somewhere. So no matter how bad your bank balance is or where you are, you probably have a euro somewhere in the drawer or the back of the couch or somewhere in the house or in the back of your car, on the floor, whatever. Try and find a euro. And now when you find a euro, you put it aside. And then the whole idea is that on the beginners is that you put 1 euro aside this week, 2 euro next week, 3 euro the following week, etc. And if you do that by adding a euro every single week over the next 12 months or 52 weeks, you're going to have 1,378 euro saved. So it's very, very simple. Don't forget that once you get to week 40, you have to afford euro aside. So it obviously gets more challenging and it goes. But it's a challenge, and it's also supposed to help you change your money habits as you go. So Trini, you might say week 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, even the 10 might be easy. Then it might get difficult. You might say, well, I'm going to have to cut that coffee out this week, or I'm going to have to drop maybe just going for 5 points or 7 points, whatever you're going to be doing. And it's about trying to get your money habits changed during the year. So rather than starting something ridiculously big in January and failing because you don't have the money, this is getting something really small going. And it's more about creating the habit of saving something. And let's say you do get to week 10 and you can't put 11 euro aside the following week, and you can only put 8. Well, just keep putting something aside.
Don't give up completely.
The numbers are kind of irrelevant in this. Okay, if you keep the euro up, you're going to have the 1,378. But if you only end up with 800 or 900, whatever, at the end of the year, it's still probably more money than you had going into Christmas last year. It might keep you away from credit cards. It might keep you away from stress as well when you get to December, where you're going to get money from. You know, last year in December, we had a lot of people sending me messages on Instagram and tagging us, showing us their revenue vault. So people have set up a vault in Revolut, and they call it the Ask Paul Savings Challenge. And then every week, they would have put the 1 euro in, the 2, 3, etc. And then they had the 1,378. So it was quite cool to see all those pictures coming back and see
Brilliant.
So many people achieve that.
I'm just doing the sums here, Paul. So I'm just looking. So say in week 49, so we're into December of 2023. So week 49, it's 49 euro. Week 50 would be 50 euro. Week 51, 51 euro. And week 52, 52 euro. So that's how it follows. So the most you're ever going to have to pay out, like, in a month is 202.
Exactly.
In December.
Now, Trina, what I will say is Instagram is cool and people are quite clever. So what some people have done is flipped my challenge on its head. So they start at week 52 and go the other way. So they're saying, right, I have a real big savings kind of goal. I know I could put 200 quid aside this month. I'm lucky enough to do it. And they'll start with putting 52, 51, 50, 49. So as the year goes on, their challenge gets easier.
So doing it in reverse, I get you.
Because
someone might have given you a few quid for a Christmas gift or something, and you might just have it there. So
You might just have a couple of quid extra. So I think there's no harm in doing that at all.
Or your tips or whatever. If you're, I think hairdressers and jobs apps like that, it's great because you have your tips there. That's exactly, a perfect way to use exactly. that kind of money.
And
yeah.
actually, as you mentioned that, so people that have tips, if you get a Pringles tube, so if you have any Pringles tube that's open from Christmas, or else buy one and eat all the Pringles in January, and you get an empty Pringles tube, and if you fill it with €2 coins, so any that is in that kind of tip environment, whether you're a waiter, waitress, or you know, you're working hairdressers, barbers, etc. If you put €2 aside, you fill a Pringles tube with €2, you'll have a €1,000. So
I wish I had a job where there was tips. Yeah. Can I get a tip for playing a song, please?
Just go around and ask everybody for £2 in the office. You get there.
Paul, will you hang on there? Because I want you to tell us about the Advanced Savings Challenge as well.
Sure.
So we'll go to a song and come back to you. Paul Merriman there from askpaul.ie. It is something for the weekend on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.